cross is up.
Should have been doing it.
Okay. Brown.
Is doggy outside?
Take out, take out my rival.
Oh, take out your rival?
Take out my rival.
Okay. Where's the good die?
Want to use this one? Try it. Oh, Jesus. It's dangerous.
No. I won't use that.
Use a game science.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Eros just gonna use Sly Flourish on this this guy. Ooh. Combat advantage, right? Because he's in the thing.
No.
You do not have combat advantage.
Alright, so he's gonna attack this guy.
Take out my rival? Okay. Stranger. Take out your rival.
Two.
Oh.
Eros is
That was a very very gentle shot.
Yeah.
It's a gentle
flourish.
So graceful, the fight.
No, it's so graceful, it's so sly, no one notices.
Not even.
Eros is gonna do something. Alright, Eros is just gonna try to hit the rival with, like, low slash as a minor action.
Okay.
Which rival?
This guy.
Okay.
Rival!
How do you...
It's a minor action.
31 versus
it's ranged?
Flex. Yes.
Hit.
Wait, what?
Low slash is not a range.
Snapshot?
Yeah. You meant snapshot. Alright.
Alright, we'll do snapshot.
Is snapshot minor?
Huh? Yes. Both of them are minors.
Yeah.
So how is he slashing from across the room?
Magic.
So he's going to be versus AC, he might as well attack this guy then.
Low slash.
Get the combat advantage. Alright.
And sneak attack, right?
Yeah. That's it. So not low slash. Snapshot. What is that? 35 versus AC.
Hit.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. That's gonna be that. Yes.
Nice.
Eros redeems himself. It's like, that's okay. Snapshot.
29 damage. And that is gonna end his turn.
Okay.
Okay, it's Eros' turn.
Yep.
Good job, Eros.
Go there.
Boom.
Granting combat advantage to both.
Yeah.
And then,
They are both granting combat advantage.
Yeah, they're right.
29 damage on the stronger.
We do not.
They're both granting combat advantage.
Yeah.
And,
what the hell?
Then the phone rang.
Yes.
Then the phone rang.
It's just gonna be
Does Corey know that?
Yeah, he doesn't answer anymore. Melee basic. To Eros.
Eros?
Can I do that?
Is Eros within
Eros the... is right next no. is right behind you.
I was then I guess it's gotta be go.
The cube
stranger.
I did take melee training for you though.
Hmm?
So in the future I took melee training.
So the stranger or Q?
The stranger.
Okay.
I can use my dexterity for melee basic attacks.
Stranger's gonna try and do this.
To the rival. To
yes!
To Q's rival.
Come on. That die.
What? It was going to be good if it was the good die.
What? I gave it back to you, didn't I? Mm-hmm. You have the good die, so. Alright, whatever. My turn over. Actually.
Did
you use an action? Yeah,
it dispels the. Remember, it dispels the spirit.
Do you have any action points?
You only took a standard, right?
Yeah.
What does that need?
Move and Maya. Mm-hmm. So I can summon it back.
Owned. Everyone's dead.
Do you, can you sustain the zone just...
Yes.
Okay.
Minor. I'm not moving, so I have a minor action. I can sustain the zone.
Go ahead.
So you have, like, rope vine... boxing arena, wrestling arena.
Carlos is never going to get close to an enemy again. And it's not worth it. Not with everyone. He tried it once, and he took 21 damage.
All right.
Never going to happen again.
Is it well, Q and...
Well, there might be reasons.
Kevin? Q and Kevin?
Q and Kevin, yeah. My rival is still on the ground. Where's my rival? My rival! Where's my rival?
Then I could have had him go there, do that, and then whatever.
What? What?
Huh? Hmm?
Could have had what?
Never mind. I screwed up. It doesn't matter.
What happened?
No, you didn't.
No, because I could have summoned the spirit over here, so that you could have shot, and then it dispels, but then I could bring it back over there. You see what I'm saying? I put it over there so it's granting combat advantage,
but... Okay. That's okay.
No, tactically...
It's still...
It would have been pretty much the same.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hit anyway. Doesn't matter. Go.
Or are we going at the same time? But
yeah, essentially.
Okay. Let's see who does it first. 4.
11. Stands up. You're not my rival.
Dimensional thunder. He takes 5 damage, by the way.
From
just
you?
Ongoing damage.
From you?
Yep.
Alright, well he takes 5 from me too. And minus 2 to his attack.
Minus 2 to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to move over here.
Can you move diagonal?
He's trying to.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to. He's going. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get you, Kyulatari. Why are you standing back there? I'm gonna move past the spirit thing. It provokes opportunity.
Isn't he super intelligent?
From all of us?
From everything.
Only
against me. You have opposable sound. Why do you use him for opportunity attack?
The one that can use. This one. Twenty-one versus Will.
Hit.
Yes.
Nice.
He stops moving and must use a different action to resume moving.
He can't move.
Cross is all the way back there, just like.
But he has like put the crossbow in your hand. This is going on over ever since.
No, even better, the bayonet pops up.
Ding.
Eventually, you know, Epicure Eros is just going to have them implanted in his arms instead of like crossbow hands. And he'll be shooting crossbows with his crossbow hands.
That's so scary.
Eros crossbow hands, the movie. Okay. Crossbow bolts.
Stranger, like, knocks, does a little bit of damage.
Also makes that opportunity attack?
It's opportunity attack.
What did Q do?
Hits for 2 damage.
What do you mean?
Did Q go again?
He gave ongoing 5 damage.
Right. That's it?
So far.
Oh, right, okay.
I got it.
Oh, he's deafened and slowed. Too.
Yeah.
Mm. He's deafened and slowed until the end of the next turn.
Alright, the stronger. Let's do our ultimate attack. Everyone else here, no, they're stupid.
Okay.
Oh no.
Who's that?
So Kevin thinks the stronger might have not said anything. Oh no, they're gonna do the ultimate attack.
Ultimate attack. He tries again to move. Like.
He has to move it. He has to use a different action.
Yeah, he has to use a different action. So that's
it's on his same turn.
Yeah. Standard moves here. Come on! Oh no, he can't. One. Yeah. He can only move up to there. He's slowed. Oh no, he can move here. He can move here. He's slowed.
Yeah.
Come on, stronger.
Stop. I'm moving towards that direction.
The world's miniature.
All right. Is that his turn?
Kyulatari's.
Okay.
Come on, Kyulatari.
Kill that guy, yo.
Good advice.
Reflex. AC. combat advantage.
Versus reflex.
He's going to use the Sword of Sigils as his attack. Kick the crap out of him. Here we go. That is 27 versus AC plus 2, so that is 29 versus AC.
Hit.
Yes. So that's just going to be him, and then he's going to deal 1 weapon damage plus 10.
That's nice.
18... damage. Now, he's marked specially. So, until the mark ends, if the target makes an attack that does not include me as the target, it takes force damage equal to my intelligence modifier, which is 5, after the attack is resolved. Yes. Also, from my channeling shield that I used on Kuro for the last round, I also do an extra 4 damage to the stronger.
Where's my sweatshirt
going? Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
it's right. That's an extra 4 damage.
Should we draw?
Owned.
You just want to take it with you?
I'll just take it up.
22, damn.
It's over. Yeah.
I'll show you what it
is. Is it like really wet?
Not really, it's a sleeve.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, the stranger and the stronger. You're definitely going to shoot your... Like, isn't the bayonet in your chin?
Like to the side.
Opposable.
Yeah.
It just tilts.
Yeah. Alright, he's up.
The stranger.
Q!
Stranger uses
Q.
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 The stranger uses Wind Through the Willows.
Oh, Kuro, can Kuro do a free action?
Yes.
Right now? Kuro will ask the stranger to leave some space, leave some room, meaning move out of the way of potential attacks.
Yeah. Yes, I shall do that. Yes. 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 Good work. Yes.
Leave Q's rival alone.
Don't do that.
Don't move next to Q's rival.
Never.
Stranger.
Listen to him.
To the stranger.
Don't move do next to Q's rival.
That means do it.
I need combat advantage.
The stranger,
attack Q's rival. Attack Kevin.
The stranger uses Wind Through the Willows.
If he's alone, I can get combat advantage.
Yeah. You have combat advantage because of the spirit, bro.
Where's the spirit?
Spirit's right there.
I can't see the spirit from here. I just see Kuro's stupid bee thing.
You just see Kuro in the bee costume.
Freaking Kuro in the bee costume.
The stranger.
Right, that's fine though. Whatever. Do whatever you want, stranger.
Everyone's like the experience. The stranger just went through the willows and misses miserably. That's okay. The stranger.
Against whom? That one?
Were you attacking Kevin or were you attacking...
It was the stronger.
Well,
it's okay, because he can shift 3 squares in the blast. So he...
Nice.
He shifts over here. No. He simply moves over here. Provokes opportunity attack from the stronger.
Why? He's shifting.
No, he's not shifting.
Oh,
he's moving.
Shifting. Okay.
He's taunting him. The stronger cannot hit the stranger!
Wait,
what was that roll? Did you see?
No.
No. Reroll.
Reroll. Reroll.
What the heck?
What the hell is this?
What is it?
The stranger moves into the attack and uses water, gives way anyway. Which means we are doing dances. Water gives way.
3d20 damage.
The stranger has to react to this with versus fortitude. That doesn't hit. That's okay because he doesn't. He just dances. Then he uses Quicksilver Motion. Goodbye! He just moves again.
Alright.
Okay, the strongest is. Oh, that's stupid. He tries to punch Kuro.
Okay.
Kuro's still grabbing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where's with the dice? Where's the dice?
There.
This is gonna land. 12, 4, 12. That's 28 damage plus.
Negate.
How much?
9.
Negate 9.
Oh, wait.
Versus Kuro?
That's 37 damage.
Versus Kuro?
Versus Kuro.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So negate 9.
Which brings it back down to 28.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wait, he's also marked by Sword of Sigil.
He's marked.
He's marked twice. Yeah. So.
It was a 36.
Negate 13 damage total.
Oh, good.
So 24.
Yeah. Well, 13 damage total would be another 4 damage. Yeah. 24.
Then he will take 5 damage after the attack resolves.
Is it every time that he attacks?
Every time he attacks someone who's not me.
Oh, he takes 10 damage because he attacked the stranger as well.
Yeah.
And he takes 5 from me.
And he takes 5 from Ever.
20 damage.
And he gets a -2 to that attack.
Yeah, but that brings it down to a 30.
Okay.
If you drop it
that's fine.
By 4.
By 4 and then a -2, it's still 30 versus...
Versus what?
30 versus, 30 versus reflex.
Yeah. Kuro has an old reflex.
Shock.
It's a -18 reflex.
But as he takes the damage, the stronger sits down. It is kind of unconscious. The stronger is out of the battle.
Oh, that's so bad.
No! The stronger! You're my rival, Kulatari! Why did you hurt the stronger? You're my rival!
Because you're ugly. And you spat in my face.
My rival.
Yeah, that's right, cry!
Okay, is it Kuro's turn now?
Kuro's turn.
Alright, Kuro, who's no longer grabbing the stronger, will try to unmask the stronger.
You do not deserve your mask!
Oh my god! This is like the worst thing.
Oh man.
And Kuro is posing. Kuro would like to pretend to be a luchador.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's in a big
like
costume.
To pretend to be a luchador.
Yeah.
Try to make a grab attack on the stronger's mask.
Okay.
Isn't it automatic crit because he's unconscious?
With the mask.
Yeah, 13. Oh, 14.
Add 10. He seems empowered 24. By pretending to be a luchador to unmask the stronger. 24. He pulls off the mask, carefully peeling back as much as he can to reveal there's a 4-leaf clover mask underneath it.
An underwear mask.
He's Irish.
Oh my god.
He was sent
what
by,
are we dealing with
he
here?
Was sent by Joan Dial.
What?
Alright.
What's going on?
Eros's turn.
Alright. Round 8. What do we got here?
I guess it was Kuro's turn. He didn't do anything.
That's good enough.
It was Kuro's turn.
Alright.
It's a complex action. It's a full round action.
Eros is gonna move here.
With standing action to pretend. Oh, cheering. Ah, which is actually cheering because you are in the casino. The points are going up over Kuro's head. The stronger, ding, ding. It's a flashing red, but the stronger was at 650 at the time. Ding, ding. So it drains and goes to Kuro.
Oh my
Kuro
god.
Kuro's over 3,000 currently.
Jeez.
Poor stronger. Almost unmasked.
Almost unmasked. It's okay.
Alright, Eros is going to try to knock out the rival.
My name is Kevin Retarly.
Can he hear yet?
That's 35 versus 42.
Hit.
Okay. So.
Seven. extra 12.
So 27 damage. And he's unconscious. Save ends. Unless he takes damage.
No. No, our ultimate move, the stronger. Our ultimate move, counting down. 5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No.
Nice.
It ends with a song.
Combat has ended.
Q just like carefully sheathed his coat bash.
Crow is looking for a belt to hold up. He's looking for a belt. Where's the belt?
Don't mess with the original.
Where's the belt? The belt.
Stronger does not wear a belt.
The vines move to hold the, kind of entangle the...
Good choice.
Nice.
The guys.
There's a round of applause, and your scores show 3,000, 5,000. The stranger has only 1,200. Ever has, like, 9,500.
House favorite, of course.
And Eros... Eros has 152.
Which he's so still, excited about.
Still slower than the stronger.
There's somebody in the back corner is like paying up. Oh, God damn it. This is like really grimy. I told you.
There's a visage of Gortog in the back. He's like, ha, ha, ha. He's counting his money.
Hey, Gory.
Could you check the skimmer? Because it seems like it won't, like, suck. Like...
The one that's right by the pool?
Yeah, the one that actually goes in. Like, it seems like it's not, like...
working.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'll take a look.
Like, I tried to, like... It seems... There's, like, a floater thing under there.
Uh-huh.
And when I pull it up, it'll suck. But after that, like, it, I don't know.
Gotcha. No, I'll take a look.
All right.
It's a pepper.
The puppy.
Yo, what's up, Pep?
The puppy.
Peps.
There is a visage of Gortog who seems to have bet on the party for some reason. And he points at Eros. He's like... the robot-ish counter, the robotic counter, the Warforged counter is just going...
It was so crazy.
So gross.
Okay.
The visage disappears. Okay. And you guys, you hear somewhere, ding, ding, ding. You have won 1,000 chops each.
What are you doing here?
Deducting 250
no!
chops from Kevin Ritarly and the stronger of Dirkus.
Dirkus? What's Dirkus?
I don't know.
Okay. I guess we're ending there. I'm just going to stop it there. I'm not going to do any good now. Nah. Okay. So you successfully stopped the intruders, which may or may not have been a ploy by Gortog to bet on you to get some sort of payoff. You're given a message by one of the Warforged bartenders, who's impeccably dressed with a suit and, of course, a little, like, corsage.
Yeah.
A note given to Keelatar. No, it's just normal writing. It's actually an extremely fancy script. Congratulations on the win. I knew I could count on you. Please come back to the festival. Sincerely, Gortog. It's the hearts for over the eyes.
This guy has really fancy handwriting.
Yeah, I know.
P.S. Thank Eros for letting me use his crossbows. I made a killing this morning.
Literally? Wait, what? What do you mean using your crossbows?
Woo! We are the champions! We're the champions! Kuro is parading around with his staff, going like
20.
Give me the crossbow first thing. Gortog was constantly looking in a small brass mirror here on the crossbows. He was constantly looking in this area right here. But you realize that the brass mirror also has another function.
Is that a calculating table?
It's an always updated currency table, currency exchange rate table.
Oh my god. Eros, this could have been so useful.
It shows you the current going price for, as you hold it, it shows you the current going price for chops. It shows you the current going price for gold, current going price for giant's ears, the current going price for, it's just a currency conversion table, but like, since the casino accepts so many different types of currency, you can see that you could possibly, if you had 30 million astral diamonds, you might be able to buy an ear, giant's ear.
We need to get one of those guys.
Okay. This ends session 5.
Yay!
Congratulations on combat. The next time we physically meet will not be possible. Because we'll be at a pool. Even matter what. Yeah.
Let me see where Madawan is compared to camp.
It's closer to your house.
Yeah, you can take, if you take Rider's Lane there and make a few turns, it's about 20 minutes from now.
So instead we will be doing some small role plays. Hopefully you guys will have time.
Bless you. Bless you.
We'll be doing a role play in the book 2 role play section, which we'll end up. You guys will have a chance to explore the place where you are, which has ever even given any names or anything.
I was talking to Q, and he asked what you would call this place besides, obviously, I've been calling it home.
Yeah.
And I told him it's Carnival, but he didn't know.
Q was told that this place is called Carnival. And that shows up on his celestial timepiece.
Mm-hmm.
But there is absolutely no information. It's completely devoid of information. Even the year is obscured in the celestial timepiece. If Q recalls, the celestial timepiece could give the year even when they were trapped in limbo.
Yeah.
There's something interfering with this. Very clearly. And are you gonna keep a notebook of puzzle, like all the stuff that happened, like how much damage you dealt?
Yeah, Eros was very concerned about that. So he takes out his accounting visor, sits down, tries to do math.
The Stronger and Kevin Ritarly have been sentenced to 60 hours community service in a fine of 8,000 chops each, which has already been paid.
By who?
Themselves.
Oh. We must fight a lot.
Hello. Any questions? No?
No.
No question?
No question.
Okay, any questions from anybody else?
Not right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think.
How did you find that combat? It was really difficult. Ross, do you consider that one of the most difficult battles you've ever
been? That's pretty tough. It would have been worse if Eros really, like, got into the fight, usually. He was feeling confident today, but... Because there's only two. If there's more than one, I mean, more than two or three, like, Eros is just going to stay back. And most of the time, he won't get hit, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so DPR that time for Eros was 25.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Do you know where the...
Considering he missed an entire round.
This is the cover.
And he ended the round. He began and ended round 8.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Into, that's a So let me grab that.